From Bunbury to Broome, Exmouth to Esperance. No one knows our state better than this guy. With WA running through his veins, this is Cliff for the drive home.
Hey, g'day and welcome back. It is Cliff and a bit of a podcast catch-up here on one or two things that you might have missed from the drive home this past week on Triple M. We're all over Western Australia and if you ever want to get in touch with us, it's very easy. You can either hit the Triple M Facebook page or you can get us on the text line anytime, 04800 97 400. This past week has been pretty much fun times. We heard from a lady who is kind of a friend and she had a problem with one of her grandkids. It's the 100th time that we've talked movies with Bruce the Goose Hatfield. Also, Steve Malk with some very big news for fans of Bluey. And we started off the week talking with a sports writer for the West Australian, Mitchell Woodcock, who said, no, the Eagles should not be getting a priority pick. Give us your reasons again why a club that is obviously struggling and almost at the S-bend, why should they not get some help from the league?
I'm just of the opinion, I don't like priority picks as it is. I think the draft system's already so compromised and flawed with academies, father sons, all this sort of stuff, trading and whatnot. Then you add these priority picks in for struggling teams and it just further weights it down. And look, North Melbourne got heavily compensated last year, which I didn't think they should have, and they've taken full advantage of it. But good on them for doing that. And look, if West Coast get one, I don't begrudge them for getting one. But if I'm the AFL, I'm saying no. They only won a flag 5 years ago. I know they've been really bad, but some of their list management decisions haven't been great. The Tim Kelly trade, for example, is probably the primary one. Mm. And this, again, is not a shot at Tim Kelly. Tim held up his end of the bargain, won a club champion award last year, and I think was unlucky not to be named in the extended All-Australian squad, given his fantastic season in what was a terrible team. But just the fact they gave up two first-rounders that year to get him, it really hurt them back. You look at the teams that are doing really well now, that 2019 draft is providing them with a lot of good players. Tom Green at Greater Western Sydney, Fremantle themselves. I know Jackson started at Melbourne, but they've got Hayden Young, Caleb Sarong, Liam Henry came from that draft.
Yep.
Gold Coast got Matt Rowell, all those guys. So it's been a very handy draft and a super draft. And the Eagles gave away pick 14 and 24 from memory and two early picks and then another pick at 33 and didn't have a pick till about 59. So, look, I struggle to work out how you can justify giving them a priority pick, seeing as they thought they were in the window, they took a risk, and it's backfired on them. West Coast will get better, and it will happen quicker than you think because they can afford to put the resources around the young guys. They can afford to overpay in the soft cap and then pay the luxury tax and the rest of it. But giving them a priority pick, I think, is just, I just don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary for any club, but I don't think for West Coast it should be given.
They're a proud club, a lot of history, and the passionate fans surely have got to be sharpening the pitchforks by now. I mean, how long can this go on for? Because what's Simpson's record? I haven't got the figures written down here. My life is bits of paper and it's here somewhere. But it's ugly. How long before they storm the gates?
I think I heard yesterday it was 5 from 52 or something like that.
Don't correct me.
I know the last, you know, two seasons, it's 5 from 48 if you include the three games this year. And I think they lost the last or five from the previous year. So, look, Adam's got another year and the rest of this year and next year on his contract. The board stuck by him in, you know, late August, early September. They moved on, essentially, Trevor Nisbet moved on. Don Pike's come in. As for Adam Simpson, I just don't think they can move on him until at least middle of the year. If the results require, because they only backed him a few months ago and you can't three games in turn around and say, well, okay, now he's no good for the rebuild. That doesn't work. It won't reflect well on the board. So for now, he has to continue on and they've given him the benefit of the doubt and they've backed him. So now Adam deserves that to a certain extent and he's got to show that they're on the right direction. And some people will say they haven't in the first three games. I know the average losing margin is 64 points. What I will say is I've been there for all three games. There is a game plan that's identifiable at the moment. I can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to move the ball quicker. They're trying to get a bit of pace on it. They're trying to go through the corridor heavily. It hasn't worked early on. It might click in the next few weeks. We don't know. But the board's giving him the benefit of the doubt. They've got to at least give him to mid-season to show that he's up for the job and can do it.
Probably going to be another flogging for the Sydney game this weekend for Gather Round. How do you feel about the term flag mantle?
Yes, that's everyone that's not an Eagles fan over here is terming that out at the moment. And look, I think for Fremantle, might be on board after this weekend. If they can beat Carlton without Oscar McDonald and Brennan Cox to take on Charlie Kerno and Harry Mackay, I think I might even board the boat. So for me right now, if they can win that game, I'm on board, because that's a massive game. And then they play Port Adelaide, and then their run's pretty good from then on in. And I wrote it the week, conceivably see ahead of that round 9 Friday night clash against Sydney at Optus Stadium, I can see them being 7-1 or 8-0. But I think a lot of it rides on this weekend, and I know that feels really weird to say in round 4, but they beat Carlton this weekend over there. Top 4 firmly on the cards.
Go, you good thing. And by the way, I fully agree with what you said about Scott Pendlebury too, but haven't got time to get into that now. Hey, Mitchell Woodcock, great to talk to you. Thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate that. And we'll see where the rest of the season goes. Have a good day, pal.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Mitchell Woodcock. And it's Cliff here on Triple M. Each week we catch up with Bruce the Goose Hatfield to talk about movies. School holidays are on at the moment, and there's some stuff for the kids, and there's some other stuff that's slightly different. And I want to firstly say, hello, Bruce. How are you, mate?
Hello, Cooper, mate. How's things?
It's all good. And I want to say congratulations to you, and thank you very much indeed, because this is our 100th talk about movies. So, mate, thank you for being part of the show.
Oh, it's an absolute joy and a pleasure and a privilege being part of the Triple M crew, mate. I love every second of it.
It's always good to have you on, and there's some decent stuff around at the movies. Ghostbusters, Frozen, what's it called? A Frozen Empire. An interesting cast in that.
Yes.
Did you like it, or is it like, oh, God, not another one?
It was a little bit just another one. Like, they still keep harping on a couple of the older... If you've seen all the first ones, the original ones are like 40 years old, there's still throwbacks from that which you'll get. But look, I'm sure the younger generation will still love it, because you've got, you know, one of the main members is one of the stars of Stranger Things, which is incredibly popular. So, it ticks all the boxes as well.
June 2 is out, Godzilla and Kong, the new empire. So they've got that one, and they're wringing the most out of it. The Tiger's Apprentice is an animated thing, which is, in fact, I think that opens today. I think it opens today. And what else is around the place? Kung Fu Panda 4, which we talked about last week. And you want to have a look at another film that opens today. It's called Monkey Man. I don't know if this is going to be for everyone.
It certainly won't be for everyone, but it's a very, very different film for Dev Patel. And he was obviously the star of Lion, got an Academy Award nomination for that. And he wrote this and did the screenplay, but a guy called Jordan Peele, who actually did things like Get Out and Us, has produced it. It's going to be a wacky, wacky film. It's a bit like John Wick and Jackie Chan get together. So basically it's an underground fight club where Dev's trying to get to the kingpin mobster who destroyed his family and village. And like all good films and storylines, it's good old-fashioned redemption, mate. So the white monkey is his local legend character, who's the protector of the people. And he's actually a fighter, but wears all this monkey gear. It's certainly going to have some fantastic fight scenes in it. It's going to be very John Wick-y type thing, but it's not going to be a Slumdog Millionaire. Or there's even a crazy Indian Bollywood film out called Triple R, which was the biggest Indian action film of all time. You're going to take a snippet from there and a bit from everything with this, I think.
I was looking at some stuff online the other day, some Bollywood stuff. My goodness, when they do action, they do it big, don't they?
Oh, it's a massive thing. I think when you've got 1.2 billion people, if you lose a couple on set, we've always got an extra couple there, just in case.
Don't even say that. Oh, my God. Mind you, having said that, I'd like to know how many people they went through in the casting process to get through the toilet scene in Slumdog Millionaire. You remember the one?
Oh, my God, I know. That was horrible. Yeah,
we've got a role for you in the film. Something we need to let you know about first before you say yes. I'll do anything to be in the movies. Anyway, so have a look-see for that one. It's called Monkey Man. Another one that's out today, The First Omen. So we might have a look at that one day next week. We'll see how we go. Richard the Stork and the Mystery of the Great Jewel. Man, when I saw this on your list, I'm like, yeah, all right, okay, righto.
When I saw it on my list, I thought, yeah, you mean there was another version called, in 2017, called Richard the Stork? So that's a weird half-German, half-Norwegian production. There's no names in it whatsoever. Look, it'll be a good, fun thing. It's a sparrow that thinks he's a stork, and he doesn't quite fit the bill. Oh. So, yeah, it just becomes a dual fee for an evil peacock. Look, there is certainly plenty on for school holidays and the kids. You know, the Tiger's Apprentice is going to be a bit of cross between Kung Fu Panda and the Marvel Multiverse with a little bit of Spider-Man thrown in.
Excellent.
Typical thing, an unknown boy has no powers, meant to save the day. Oh, you are the one. It's been done a million times before, and it's going to be, I think, very, very similar to the new Kung Fu Panda, trying to find a new person for it. So I hope the animation path isn't going down the Marvel DC thing of let's just make another multiverse and another thing. Now it's just we need another apprentice and another apprentice and another. Oh, my God, I hope it doesn't work like this, mate.
Pull this sword from this stone. That's never been done before. Let's go with that theme, shall we? There's lots of stuff on at the movies, and we'll talk about it again next week. Again, thank you, my friend, for being with us. 100 shows for the drive home on Triple M. Really appreciate that. And, Bruce, let's talk again next week, shall we?
Always a pleasure, my very good friend. Take care, mate.
Take care, buddy. And if you ever know what's going on at the movies, check it out. Bruce is with us each week on Triple M. On our Facebook page this time around, I'm asking you about the Gather Round, which is on in Adelaide once again, and they have it until 2026. So I'm saying, after that, if they've proven themselves and it seems to be running okay, should Adelaide have it back again, or should it be shared to other states? Adam in Geraldton, g'day, buddy boy. He said, should share it around. Not everyone can afford to go to South Australia to enjoy the weekend of footy. Thank you for that, Adam. A number of other comments coming through. You can get us on the text line 0800 97 400 and on the Triple M Facebook page. Just have a look. And my phone has been ringing for a while here too. I'm not sure if this is someone who wants to comment on the same thing. G'day, Triple M.
Hello.
My friend Muriel Webster.
Hello, Clifford. Yes, it is. It's Muriel Webster, and it's very nice to be able to talk to you.
And I must say it's nice to hear from you too. I hope you're well. You sound okay. Do you want to talk about the footy this time around?
No, I don't want to talk football.
Oh, good. At least you're not going to be singing the Collingwood theme song. So what's the go?
You may be surprised by this, but I need your help.
Whoa, that's a turn up for the books. Yeah, all right, go on then.
Well, I have a slight problem, and I'm wondering on your wireless program whether you do anything where people can sell things or perhaps give something away.
No, not really.
Ow.
No.
Well, that doesn't help me at all, does it?
So I take it that you've got something that you want to sell or give away, is it?
Yes, I do have something to give away, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, for the sake of the exercise, what is it that you want to give away today, Muriel?
My eldest grandson.
Really? How old is this one?
How old is he? I can hardly remember his name from year to year. I don't know how old he is. He's the biggest one. He's giving me the irrits.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's ugly. What's happened?
Well, he's staying for a little while, and yesterday I was having a game of cribbage with him. I've taught him how to play. Heaven knows my best friend Rainey cheats, and he's not smart enough to be able to do that, so I was winning the tournament, and he said to me, Nana, can you make a sound like a frog? And I thought, oh, dear me, what's this? I said, yes, I can. Why on earth do you ask me such a stupid thing? Yeah. Well, he sat there, looked me in the eye, and he said, well, Dad said, when you croak, we can go to Disneyland.
Oh, that's officially funny.
I don't think that's funny at all.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that, Muriel. Sorry.
Anyway, I'd like to give him away. If anyone would like to come and see me, you can have him for nothing.
Leave him on the curb.
Well, thank you and goodbye.
And goodbye to you too, Muriel Webster. Anyone looking for a spare grandson? I think she might have had enough of him. Ah, oh, school holidays, it didn't take long to get bored, did it? It's Cliff on the drive home on Triple M. Having some fun on Triple M for our Wednesday afternoon. We always talk TV, and I love talking to this man because he will tell you what is good, what is bad, what you absolutely must watch, and what you absolutely must stay away from. The TV advocate is with us, Steve Malt from tvblackbox.com.au. Welcome to the drive home. How are you, son?
I'm good, thanks, Cliffo.
Excellent. Now, I should say that there's a bit of noise in the background because Steve is out and about. He's going to have a look at another preview thingy because he gets to see all of these things before we do. So that explains why there's a whole bunch of noise in the background. Either that or he has finally decamped to Cancun and will be living the glorious life for the rest of his days.
One margarita, thanks. Sorry, Cliffo.
You're back. Now, listen, I haven't had anything to do with Bluey. But
yes.
This thing is huge, and there's a very big event for those people who are fans.
Yeah, absolutely monstrous. Look, there's a new episode, and all Bluey episodes are about 8 minutes long. So there's a new episode this coming Sunday. It's called Ghost Basket, and a hotly anticipated, not only because it's new, but because it serves as a setup for Sunday next week, the 14th of April, the 30-minute episode of Bluey. Now, that's going to be huge, right? We know it's going to be big. There's going to be it's a wedding,
yep.
So that will be fun to see all of that play out. But also, for the first time, we're going to get ratings for Bluey because the ratings rules are they don't measure shows that are less than 10 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
So that means they never get Bluey in there. Now, because we're going to have a 28-minute episode of Bluey, we're going to find out that it is a monstrous show, which we already knew, but absolutely confirmed now. So we're looking forward to that Ghost Basket. 8 minutes this Sunday morning on the ABC, and then next week, the 14th on the ABC, it's called The Sign. It's the 28-minute episode of Bluey. It's going to be delightful.
Because this thing has got a monstrous following overseas. Like I say, I haven't had anything to do with it. What makes it so popular?
Outside of Australia, it's on Disney Plus. So it's really getting in people's faces. Look, I think as much as anything, apart from being high-quality kids' television, like it is, it's not just sit your kids in front of it and they learn nothing. They actually get to, you know, engage in it and the merchandise being available is a hint enough that it's popular. But they also then write so that they know that parents are watching along with it. So there's stuff in it that only parents get, jokes and emotional beats and all of those sorts of things. It is absolutely delightful. And I think that's what's, you know, brought on this longevity and such fame.
Yep, better have a look-see for that one, I think. Now, there's one other thing that I really do want to have a talk about, and I haven't got Apple TV, so if anyone's got a code that you can let me in, I'd appreciate that. Colin Farrell, terrific actor. I remember the first time I saw him was in Tigerland, directed by Joel Schumacher, I think, from a long time ago, and Phone Booth and various other things. He's been so good along the way, and he's got a new thing called Sugar. Is it worth my time?
Oh, look, this is... Firstly, an excellent series because it's a return to the Hollywood gumshoe detective. And so that kind of genre sets it up to be brilliant in the first place. Then you throw in Colin Farrell as the titular character, Detective Sugar, who specializes in finding kidnapped people.
Ooh.
And set it in the modern era. It's just brilliant, really engaging television. It kicks off this Friday on Apple TV Plus, and you will not want to miss a minute.
Okay, Steve Malka's with us from tvblackbox.com.au. If I was to say to you, Steve-O, right now, give me number one choice for where we should be putting our time for the TV in the next 7 days. I know it's difficult. You know, it ain't easy, this one. But what has really got your blood flowing?
Yeah, look, apart from Sugar and Bluey, which we've just talked about, which are, you know, equal first, I have to throw on binge High Country.
Yep.
The new Australian drama starring Lea Purcell and Aaron Pedersen. It is so, so good. We're up to episode 3, so you can jump on now, watch the first two episodes. Episode 3 will come out Tuesday next week. Incredible TV. Absolutely worth your time. That's called High Country. It's on binge.
I've been watching Miriam Margolyes doing various things, and she's got another thing at the moment on ABC called Impossibly
yes.
Australian. I love this woman. Now, here is a woman who calls a spade a bloody shovel. She may use another expletive in there, but she, and she's one of our own. She became an Australian citizen. I love her to death.
Yes, and so do many other people. Cliff, and that's good. We get to see her regularly. You know, the new upcoming series, Impossibly Australian, is excellent.
Yep, got to watch that. And you can also have a look, see what else you can put your time to. tvblackbox.com.au. Always good to talk to you. Enjoy that preview. I'm expecting a full report next week, my friend. Until then, take care.
Cheers, mate.
Steve Mogg from tvblackbox.com.au here on The Drive Home on Triple M. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you'll come back again next week. I hope you'll be with us on the drive home on Triple M here weekdays from 4 through until 7. And a reminder that you can always get in touch with us. Love to hear from you on either the Triple M Facebook page, or you can get us anytime, day or night. Doesn't matter. The text line is 04800 97 400. Thanks for being with us. I'll catch you for the drive home on Triple M.